Hello, hello, and welcome to the Vegas Voice on 107.1 FM, 1400 AM, KSHP. The Vegas Voice, brought to you by the Vegas Voice Magazine. It's the free monthly magazine, the voice for your health, wealth, and good times. Learn more at thevegasvoice.net. Hi, everybody, John the announcer here, and you guessed it, today's show is great. So let's bring on the host. Here is comic impressionist Rich Natoli.
Welcome to the Vegas Voice Radio Show. Rich Natoli, your host. We got a great show for you today. We have got the wife of the late, great actor Paul Sorvino. You all know from Goodfellas and tons of other movies. And she joins us, and she's going to talk about her her brand of wine called Sorvino Vino, which is a great wine. You're going to have to pick that up, folks. Hi, Dee Dee. How are you?
Hello. And guess what? I've got a scoop for you. I've got a scoop for you in Vegas. You're going to love this. This is great.
What you got?
I'm going to be in Vegas Saturday along with the Kid Henry, Johnny Roast Beef, and we're going to do a Goodfellas sit down at 5:30 at the Ahern Hotel. And you have the scoop. How about that? And of course, we will serve Sorvino Vino. We'll be having fun. We'll be talking about Goodfellas stories. And we'll be having a great Italian meal, wine, you know, it'll just be wonderful. So anyway, I wanted to let you know about the sit down this Saturday in Vegas at the Ahern Hotel.
Oh my gosh! You know I'm on stage at the Tuscany at 6 p.m. But I would be there if I could. You know, I'm going to be playing at the Ahern actually doing comedy. Oh, I know. And but I will plug the heck out of that. That is great. So that's going to be Saturday at 5:30 at the Ahern. And is that where is it in the showroom there, or where are you doing the event?
Well, there's an Italian restaurant. You know, I guess I shouldn't assume, since it's an Italian restaurant sit down. My guess it'll be there or right outside. But, you know, it's got an atrium. The Italian restaurant is right there, and it's really gorgeous. I think it'll be amazing. So I'm excited about it.
Oh, sure. That's really awesome. So tell us about the wine now. What's been happening since we last chatted? So you've got tell the folks how they can pick up the wine and how that started and so forth.
Well, you can check us out and buy wine on sorvinovino.com. It's going like gangbusters. It's really getting good reviews. People like it. You know, I was nervous. I thought, well, maybe it's good, maybe it's not. I think it's good, but that doesn't mean everybody else does. But it's truly going well. I'm so excited, and I know Paul in the sky, the big guy is, you know, enjoying wine there, and he is looking down happy about all of this, because this was his legacy and this was something he really wanted. And there is no doubt he's happy that it'll be Johnny Roast Beef, the Kid Henry, and me having a sit down in Vegas, you know, because Vegas was sort of Paul's kind of place, you know, the mafia guys, the Rat Pack and all of that. So I think it's getting a lot of great reviews. We're expanding. We've got a distributor actually that's in Nevada. So, you know, there should be Sorvino Vino everywhere in Las Vegas. So, whenever you are available, we'll have to do a wine tasting or make that work.
Oh, we should definitely do that. So again, it's sorvinovino.com is the website, sorvinovino.com. So now, is that primarily red wine, or do you have red and white?
We're working on the white. We have red, and then we're working on even another red. But for some reason, that kind of came up before the white. But now I'm working on that. And then I'm going to go Sorvino Spirits, you know, where there's a whiskey. So I'm just, you know, I just want to be the liquor queen. So the wine's going really well, though. That's our true base. And that was the wine that Paul loved. And he, you know, designed the label. And then soon will be TCM Wine Club that's coming out in January, which we're really excited about that as well, because, you know, TCM was our favorite channel. Paul loved all the old classic Hollywood shows. And now you'll be able to buy wine on there. So that'll be in January.
And that's so awesome. You know, I'm Italian. I never saw my relatives ever drinking white wine. They were always drinking red wine.
I never saw. I think I may have seen him drink white wine. Maybe we were like in Louisiana, it's 105 degrees, and we just had to have something cold. I think Paul and I always drank the red. We just preferred the red. But yeah, the Italians, Clemenza with the big old thing, you know, the big container dancing around. I mean, and then you have the little glasses, but it was always kind of The red lines. I agree. I don't remember. And even in like movies, and that's just sort of the thing. The Italians do the red wine. And Paul, I'm telling you, I think I remember one time when it was so hot. And that's the only time he acquiesced to having white wine.
Yeah. And so now with him, did he talk a lot about, you know, why he became an actor and how he started and all that? I'm sure you know all that, right?
Oh, sure. Paul was 5 years old. That's how it all started. And he was in a little school play, and he said, "Hello, I'm Paul Oatmeal. True of heart and true of mind, true of soul, put me in your breakfast bowl." And before that was those were his lines at 5 years old, and he was insulted that they put a mark on stage, you know, because that's what you do as actors, you have marks. And he was insulted, said, "I know where I'm supposed to stand." So he was already all over it at 5 years old, about to become one of the best actors in the world. And a star was born at five with Paul. So that's how he started. And then when he was taking the Meisner School of Acting, he said he had a little bit of trouble with it at first, kind of like the Goodfellas part when he felt like he couldn't get into it. And then when he got it, he was the best actor in the world. And then, of course, for Goodfellas, nobody could play Big Polly like him. But the story was that he was having trouble with it. He goes, "My gosh, I'm going to run this man's movie." And he told his agent, "Get me out of this. I can't do this. I'm not the lethal guy." You know, Paul's a good guy. I mean, he comes across, you know, because he's such a great actor. But in real life, he was just the sweetest guy, sweet soul, very nice. When people would come up to him, fans, he was lovely. So he was having trouble finding being the boss. And then when he found it, it was Big Polly all the way. So he is definitely still in spirit and still on TV screens and movie screens. Because we see him all the time. Goodfellas is on somewhere. It's Goodfellas O'Clock somewhere in the world.
Yeah, no, that's a phenomenal movie. I mean, I think that, you know, one of the best ever. So did he talk about how it was like to work with, you know, Pesci and De Niro and these people?
Oh, sure. He said that Martin Scorsese let them kind of just go. There was so much improv, you wouldn't even believe it. He would just kind of give the general idea of what was going on. And everyone was so talented, they just did all kinds of improv. And that was Martin Scorsese. That's what he wanted to do. So I think, you know, he thought, too, that this is why the movie was so good. Joe Pesci was just a character for real. And then for whatever reason, he sort of went and sort of became a recluse, Paul said. You know, you really didn't see him out and about. And then Martin Scorsese brought him back in for the Irishman, I believe. So, yeah. And then, of course, Robert De Niro, he's very good friends with him. And, you know, I met him as well. You know, I feel like he's sort of a serious guy. And even though Al Pacino, I'm going to mention, even though he's Godfather, not Goodfellas, but very good friends with Paul and super, super nice. That's just the nicest guy in the world. Ray Liotta, of course, he died 2 months before Paul. Couldn't believe it. Everybody was in shock. That was such a terrible year last year. James Caan and Ray Liotta and Tony Sirico, and you know, and it's like then Paul, and it's like, what is going on here? It was just the most tragic year ever. And Ray Liotta is just a nice guy. He would just kind of hang out, but he was funny in his own way, you know. But you know, all really talented, amazing people.
Yeah, that's so cool. You got to meet all these people. So now, so he started in New York, right, Paul? Was it with the show? Did he do Broadway or off Broadway and that kind of stuff too?
He was Tony nominated. He was a Broadway star for that championship season. So yeah, he, you know, and if you go to Sardi's, you know, he of course has a picture on the wall. You know how they do that at Sardi's. So if anybody goes to Sardi's, check it. Ask for where Paul Sorvino's caricature is. And we always had fun with that, you know, that we'd go over and sit by his picture. He was always proud of that. But yeah, he was Tony nominated. And he directed that show and then he started it. And it was a movie. So he really loved that show, that championship season. But, you know, he always said that if you do Broadway, you really know what you're doing because you don't get a do-over. You know, actors, if you can get the work, it's like the easiest job. It just is. And Paul even said that after you master the craft, because you can do the do-overs, they give you the clothes, they give you the lines, they do your hair and makeup. If you're on Broadway, you're on your own. And if you mess it up, everybody's going to see it. So you better be good. You better be able to do it. So, yeah, thank you for asking that question, because that was near and dear to his heart. He can do Broadway.
Yeah, and also I want to mention, he was a great singer. I don't think a lot of people know that.
Well, you know, it's funny because that was what he felt he was first. He was a singer first. He says, I'm a singer and I do some acting. Can you believe Pastor Bino would say that? I'm a singer
Isn't that funny how it's what you get known for that people kind of pigeonhole you into, okay, well, we know him as an actor, but they didn't know him as much as a singer, even though he was probably singing way before he was ever acting, right?
That's right. That's right. An amazing singer, an opera singer, like a for real opera singer, where
yeah.
he could just take the roof off the place. So, yeah, an amazing singer. So thank you for asking that as well. He truly was a Renaissance man. I mean, you know, it really gets old when people say, they're a Renaissance man. And, you know, okay, they play baseball and they play tiddlywinks. Okay. No, Palm really could do everything well. Everything. Anything he did, the sculptures and the painting, acting, of course, and the singing. And it just went on and on and on. He was just so good at everything.
Yeah, he seemed to be very, very creative. So tell me about the sculptures and the paintings. So did you have paintings that he did, like multiple paintings and stuff?
Yeah, well, you know, getting back to the Goodfellas, he did paintings, painted Pesci and De Niro and Ray Liotta and I don't know if there was anyone else from Goodfellas that he painted, but he painted those pictures and they're amazing. Amazing. Amazing.
Wow.
You know,
I don't see people don't know that either.
No. He just had so much talent. But people would always go back to Goodfellas and that's fine. You know, he did 200 movies though. And all these other things, but
yeah.
I think that's just a tribute to Goodfellas. And again, look, we're doing this sit down in Vegas. I mean, Goodfellas was out a long, long time ago, but it is still that popular. People love Italians. They love the Italian mafia thing. They just can't get enough of it. I just think Italians, look, I'm Scott Irish. So, you know, we can outdrink the Italians, but everything else, I think the Italians win. I'm pretty sure.
Well, you know, did he ever mention this? Okay, when Pesci did, I heard that, I don't know if it was true, but I thought I read or heard that when Pesci was doing what are you saying? You're saying I'm funny? Funny how? Like I amuse you? Like I'm your personal clown funny? Like he improv that scene. And
yes.
Seeing as how what you said about Scorsese, he probably did then, right?
Oh, absolutely. Everything was, it was crazy. But Paul said, you would not believe how 90-something% of the movie was improv. That is when you've got true talent. Whenever, you know, how crazy is that? That Martin Scorsese says, go ahead and just go. And think about, you know, most of the time a director, they want to, let's go by the line so I can cookie cut it and make it easy. No, Scorsese's like, you all go, you've got the talent, do it. And, you know, and another thing that was improv was when Paul gave Ray that big old slap on the face. Because Ray wasn't paying attention and made Tom Matthew gave him a big slap. And when you look at the movie, you really can see that Ray was surprised. It's funny when you know that and you watch it. So everyone next time when they watch Goodfellas and Paul gives him a slap in the backyard, know that Ray didn't know that was coming.
Well, and see, that's what made
Paul said, oh, I'm sorry. I hope that's okay. And then Ray said, no, Polly, that was great. And they all called him Polly.
Yeah, no, that was totally in character. That was great. And, you know, the thing is, that's what made Scorsese such a great director is that he lets the actors kind of throw in their own touches to the scenes instead of sticking strictly to all the scripted lines, you know.
And think it's about always, how always amazing when a director, from his perspective.
I'm sorry?
And think about how amazing that is from Scorsese's perspective, how much, in a way, harder it is for him because he's just getting whatever. And then he makes something of it. It's really a true talent.
Yeah. I mean, to let an actor kind of run with the scene and see what magic they bring to it is great. That's what a good director should do, in my opinion, because it lets them bring out, you know, who they are in that character. And sometimes if you're sticking strictly to the scripted material, the writer, you know, the different actors that would play that same part, let's say, they're all going to bring something different to it. So it's better to let the actor that's playing it bring out whatever they want to bring out and see if it works. And if it works, you go with it.
I just think Italians have the creative gene more so than anybody else. I just think that. There's just something.
I have to agree with you,
Dee Dee. Paul thought that too, but I just agree that it's just, I've just seen it and just overall, that's why there are so many, you know, Italians that have done so many great things. And I'm not even Italian. I was married to one, but I've just seen it. It's just, they're just more creative.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're talking to Dee Dee Sorvino. She is the wife of the late, great Paul Sorvino. You all know from Goodfellas and 200 other movies. They have a brand new wine that you got to try. It's called Sorvino Vino. That's great. I love that name, Sorvino Vino. If you go to sorvinovino.com, you can learn more about the wine. And this Saturday at 5:30 p.m., Dee Dee will be at the Ahern Hotel here in Las Vegas, and you can go by there, and they're going to have the, it's the wine tasting, right, Dee? They're going to have there?
Yeah, Roger's got it set up, so it's a wine something. I mean, I'm sure there's wine to taste and selling and tasting or whatever. I'm not sure the details, so I can't tell you that, but it'll be there along with some great Italian
Now with the wine, I don't know much about wine, but okay, with the wine, there's different flavors and so forth?
No, we only have the one now. We just got the one. I mean, we're working on the others, but for the Ahern event, it will just be the one serving Ovino wine, which is beautiful and wonderful, and everybody just loves it. And I have to tell you, I was worried.
And the bottles look great. Tell them what you have on the bottles, the photo and everything.
Well, Paul designed that, and Paul, of course, is the boss, and I'm like the little gun mall in the back. So it's very Goodfellas. It's very mobster mafia, you know, and you know, old school in that way, like more 40s, you know, because Paul loved those TCM 40s movies, and we really wanted to be a part of the TCM Wine Club. So, yeah, it just looks like old school. Now, I think they're doing a different label, and that's fine. But it's all Sorvino Vino and different types of Sorvino Vino. But for now, we're very close to having a second red. Then we're working on the white. I even want a rosé. I want a little bit of everything. But for now, we've just got a bold, smooth red, which is like Paul. That was the type of wine Paul liked, was a bold, smooth red, and it's really wonderful. But, yeah, the Ahern at 5:30 this Saturday, come by. The Kid Henry, Johnny Roastbeef, myself, and we'll all be telling stories about Goodfellas.
Yeah, and that's at the Ahern this Saturday, 5:30 p.m. And so now how many kids did he have? Because he has a daughter that's an actress, right? Mira, is that his daughter?
Yes, he's got three children. One is kind of an animal activist and wrote a movie, and then the other two are actors, his son and the daughter. So yeah, they're all creative, you know. I mean, they're all in the biz to some degree.
Wow, all these actors in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got a nephew. Yeah, you did acting yourself, right?
No, I still am. You know, I'm still working on it. Paul wanted me to do the cabaret. You know, because I'm doing that. You know, we just did a cabaret thing in Los Angeles, and it was huge. I had a special guest. I had Rex Smith, who was a Broadway star, John Schneider, who was on Dukes of Hazzard. You know, he's a singer. A lot of people just think of him as an actor too, but he's a really great singer. And Rex is stupendous. You know, he was a teen idol. He did that song, You Take My Breath Away, and he did Pirates of Penzance. And boy, what a show that was! It really just kind of came together. The stars aligned that night. I mean, I was the little one.
I did.
You know, I was like the nutmeg.
Actually, you know, I did the comedy warm up for a show he was hosting at one time called Solid Gold.
Oh, I love that show. Oh, yeah, we always talk about that. Rex, then if you've met Rex, you know what a great guy that he is. He's just great.
Yeah, he was one of the co-hosts of that show, Solid Gold, when I did the warm up there. And yeah, he was doing a lot of Broadway.
Well, I think we're going to keep doing some things together. You know, Rex is like, we need to take this on the road, but we'll end up working in Vegas together again. And there, you know, Roger's got a big plan, but absolutely. I mean, and I'll just say it on my promo tape. You've got John, you've got Don Most, who's Ralph Mouth of Happy Days, and he's a wonderful singer and a lovely guy, you know, and Rex Smith. So, you know, the thought is just like, you know, I'm kind of more host with the Mostest, and I can sing some. I'm a decent singer, but they're singers, you know, they're professional singers, and they've been doing it for years and years and years. So it's kind of like, you know, we're just putting a variety show together, kind of the old school Dean Martin variety show. And that's the plan. So this appearance just kind of seemed to be good timing to kind of get going in Vegas. And I mean, and Ben, I think we'll have a show at some point. So that'll be fun. So you'll have to be a part. You'll have to come by and, you know, because we're going to
Absolutely will. I'm so bummed I can't get over there with because of our show. But I would love to be there. Are you kidding? So we're talking to Dee Dee Sorvino, the wife of the late, great Paul Sorvino, actor from Goodfellas and 200 other movies. She's going to be at the Ahern Hotel this Saturday, 5:30 p.m. here in Las Vegas. Her website, sorvinovino.com. You can learn all about the great wine. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back with remaining moments with Dee Dee Sorvino right after this.
The Vegas Voice, brought to you by The Vegas Voice Magazine. It's the free monthly magazine. Learn more at thevegasvoice.net. Don't go away. We'll have more right after this.
Replacing your air conditioning and heating system is a big decision. That's why Johnny on the Spot Air Conditioning and Heating tailors every new unit estimate to meet our clients' needs. We go over all the options with you and custom design a new system for you and your home. And of course, these consultations are always free. Schedule your free new unit estimate online at johnnys.vegas or call us at 702-JOHNNYS. That's 702-564-6697. Contractor license number 76827.
It's the funniest show in town. Jew Man Group at the Tuscany Suites and Casino. A comedy thousands of years in the making. Wednesday to Saturday, 5:30 p.m. in the Copa Room at the Tuscany. From the Catskills to the Borscht Belt to the shimmering lights of Las Vegas. It's Jew Man Group at the Tuscany. For tickets and information, log on to JewManGroup.com. That's JewManGroup.com. You're going to laugh your tuchus off.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-344-2066. 800-344-2066. That's 800-344-2066.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Welcome back to the Vegas Voice Radio Show. Rich Natoli, your host here. We're talking to Dee Dee Sorvino, the wife of the late, great Paul Sorvino. You all know from Goodfellas and hundreds of movies. And she has a new wine that's called Sorvino Vino. Great. I love that title, Sorvino Vino. And if you go to sorvinovino.com, sorvinovino.com, you can learn more about the wine. They have a wonderful red wine, and they're working on some other ones like the white and some other versions of the red and or like rosé and so forth. Sorvinovino.com is the website. And Dee Dee will be at the Ahern Hotel this Saturday, folks, at 5:30 p.m., and they'll be doing some wine tasting and all that kind of good stuff, and you can meet some of the cast people from the movie and all that kind of stuff, because they all love wine. Everybody loves wine, don't they, Dee?
Yeah, and you know, and the Ahern, it's a nice little boutique hotel. You know, it's kind of on the end of the strip, and I think it's nice for everybody to check that out.
Hotel. Yeah,
right,
absolutely.
Right.
Great hotel.
And the hotel and the Italian restaurant is amazing. So this is a sit down, of course. That's what the Italians say, or at least the mafia Italians are in the movies. And but the Italian restaurant's great, so it's great. So it's a dinner, and it's Sorvino Vino, and you can buy Sorvino Vino, and the bottles are beautiful, and it's just going to be fun. We're going to talk about stories from Goodfellas. And, of course, they're using Paul's pictures for the event of him slicing the garlic. Because, you know, when you think of Paul in the movie, he's the food guy. He's the drink guy. In the movie, if you think about it, so if it's food and drink, it's about Paul. It's like, now we can eat. Let's eat. Where's the white wine? Now we, you know, I mean, and the garlic. I mean, and Paul, you know, I think that may be even the most popular scene, certainly when it comes to eating in that movie.
I think it was great. I think people would just love that scene when they were in jail and he was cooking. They were cooking all the Italian food in the jail, and he was chopping up the garlic and all that stuff. Remember that scene? That was a great. Oh my god, that was one of the best scenes.
That's the picture they're using. Rich, the picture they're using to advertise this event is Paul cutting the garlic. I'm not kidding. That's what they think of when they think of Goodfellas and food. It's cutting of the garlic. I mean, it wouldn't happen over and over again. We'd be at a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant would send the busboy out to go get a razor blade and a cut. You know, they'd have a cutting board, and they'd say, "Hey, look, we've got garlic to cut." And then, for some reason, I think they thought Paul was amused by that. And it was just ended up, and they thought they were original, but it happened over and over again. And I don't even understand why necessarily, but that's how much they love that scene. They would send a kid out to get a razor blade so they could present Paul with the garlic and the razor blade. It happened double digits with us. Crazy.
That's really awesome. So now in your family, anybody in show business in your family?
No, not really. I really didn't go that route. I mean, I always like tinkered with, one foot in politics and one foot in sort of a showbiz type of thing. But then when I married Paul, I got totally out of politics and into showbiz because politics is split down the middle. Now you have to wear a flak jacket to be involved. So I'm like, who needs that? So I just kind of now just do the fun stuff.
So where did you all meet? Like, where did you and Paul meet?
Paul was doing an interview with Neil Cavuto, another Italian, on mm-hmm. Fox News. So Paul was interviewing with Neil. He gets up out of the seat, and then I take the seat for my interview. So then I go to the green room, and then Paul said, and he tells everybody the story that he saw me, and he saw a golden aura around me. And then he started stalking me. And then he wanted to go next door, or the producer wanted to go next door at Del Frisco's, where everybody hangs out at Fox. So he goes, "Well, I'm not going unless she's coming." So the producer begged me, "You got to come. Paul Sorvino wants you to come." Over, we did that, and then a year later, we're married.
Wow, that's a great
story. And he knew. He said, "That's for me." He didn't even say, "She's for me." He said, "That's for me." And then later, he said that the reason he thought he saw the aura around me, and that's not Paul's talk. He said, "I'm not a kumbaya guy. That is not what I say, and I've never before experienced that. But I think it was my mother sending a message that you're supposed to, be with this woman." So, and I believe that. I mean, if he believes it, I believe it. And we ended up and we're very, very, very happy every day.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you were married for how long?
All together, we were together 8 years, with mm-hmm. the dating and the marriage. And so, boy, just every day we were happy. What a perfect marriage. You see a lot of people that really are kind of halfway there. They're not really there. And so I'm just so grateful to have had a man so amazing to really just give me 8 years of a perfect life. I mean, so, I'm so sad and upset about it. Now, as it's been a year, I am very grateful as well, where before I was just sad. But now I'm grateful. And then that's kind of the way morning works. After a while, you're just like, wow, was I fortunate to be with someone so special. And now it's just kind of fun to still be involved with things that he does or a part of, the Goodfellas thing. And here it is, an event at the Ahern, and the picture they're using to advertise it is Paul. He's not even alive.
Yeah.
Because Paul is the man,
amazing.
And he's still a man. So I'm just grateful to have the opportunity to be a part of that and happy to be at the Ahern, and they will, and I think it's on their website, so if people are interested in that, they can just pull up Ahern website and events.
Yeah, that's Ahern Hotel this Saturday, 5:30 p.m. Didi Sorvino will be there. They'll be doing some wine tasting and some meet and greet and so forth. The website, again, sorvinovino.com to learn more about the wine. Hey, Didi, thank you so much for coming back on the show. I really appreciate it.
And so great to talk to you again. You're so talented, but no surprise, you're an Italian. That's how you roll.
Oh, thanks. I got to meet you in person one day soon. That sounds great.
For sure. Hey, when we do a show in Vegas, we'll have to make it all work together somehow.
No, absolutely. Much success with the event on Saturday and the wine, and we will talk again soon. Didi Sorvino, everybody. And this is Rich Natale. We will join you again next Monday for another episode of the Vegas Voice Radio Show.
I'm John the Announcer. Thanks for listening. Stop by the Vegas Voice website, thevegasvoice.net. It's the voice for your health, wealth, and good times. thevegasvoice.net. And then visit my website, johntheannouncer.com. You know, Rich and I love it when you come by to say hello. We know there's a million things you could be doing. The fact that you've chosen to spend a little time with us, well, it means more than we can say. So join us next time for more of this, The Vegas Voice.